appropriate action is the minutes of the October 15, 2015 meeting. Are there any comments or changes to the minutes? If not, may I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Move approval. This is Phil Adams.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Next item relates to discussion appropriate action related to the appointment of a corporate officer. Bruce, would you explain the item?
Yes, Russ Canfey had held the title of senior portfolio manager. As we simplified titles, he became a managing director.
A participant has joined the conference.
That qualifies him to be a corporate officer. There are no benefits accruing to a corporate officer, only responsibilities, namely to on compliance certificates to attest that there's no conflict.
Okay. May I have a motion? Is there a second?
Bill Adams, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution is approved. Thank you all. The next item on the agenda is the report from the Risk Committee. There are no action items in this section. Kyle, please take us through your report.
Okay. The Risk Committee convened via teleconference this morning. All directors are present. Committee considered two action items at the meeting, the minutes from the July 14th meeting and the October 15th joint meeting with the Policy Committee were approved as drafted. 17 new mandates were classified that were classified by staff were approved. Routine business included a report from CISI on quarterly compliance matters. There are no items for the Risk Committee that need action by the board, so this concludes my report.
Great. Thank you, Kyle. Next item on the agenda is the report from the Audit and Ethics Committee. John, please take us through your report.
I guess we don't have John on the line quite yet. We're still trying to reach him.
Okay. Why don't we go to, well, let's see, Bruce, we go to executive session.
John White
has joined the conference.
There you are. Hey, John. So we were right at your report, so could you please take us through the Audit and Ethics Committee report?
Yes. The Audit and Ethics Committee has met twice since our last board meeting on November 11th and a joint meeting with the Compensation Committee earlier this afternoon. Directors Adams, Beck, and White were present at the November 11th meeting, and all directors and committee members were present at the joint meeting earlier today. During both meetings, the committee met in the executive session to discuss individual personnel matters related to the General Counsel and Chief Compliance Officers. At the November 11th meeting, the committee considered four action items. The first, the minutes of the July 14th meeting, which were approved as drafted. Second, the Deloitte & Touche LLP's audit results and communications letter, which was approved, subject to this board's approval, which we'll take up at the end of this report. The audit reports for the PUF, GEF, PHF, LTF, ITF, and Statement of Investment Performance Statistics issued by Deloitte & Touche LLP was approved, again, subject to this board's approval, and the UT System Audit Office Fiscal Year 2016 audit plan was also approved. On November 11th, the committee also heard reports from Robert Calley on the audit's results and communications letter, the audit reports for the various funds, and the Statement of Investment Performance Statistic issued by Deloitte & Touche LLP. Mike Peppers of the UT System Audit Office reported regarding the audit office's fiscal year 2016 audit plan and the status of the audit of the separately managed accounts. And CISI reported on compliance matters, including the quarterly compliance summary, the annual report on the institutional compliance program, an update on the fiscal year 15 action plan, and the proposed fiscal year 16 action plan. The committee considered one action item at the joint meeting this afternoon, and that was the performance incentive award for the 2014-2015 fiscal year for the General Counsel and Chief Compliance Officer. It was approved and recommended jointly with the CEO to the Compensation Committee for its further approval. Robert Talley of Deloitte Touche should be on the line and is available to provide a report on the results of the audit if requested by the board. Robert, are you there?
Yes, hi. Good day, Mr. White.
And, Mr. Chairman, would you like a few comments? It will be brief.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Robert Cowley. I'm the audit partner from Deloitte, who is responsible for the audit of the Utimco funds and for the year ended August 31st, 2015. Today, I'm actually being joined by Tracy Cooley, and Tracy is responsible for the audit of the whole of UT Systems. So she's with me on the call today. And as you're aware, under professional standards, we are required every year to communicate certain specific matters to you. And to simplify things, we actually provided management on October 30th a written report, and this is actually included in tab 4 of the communication or the board pack today. So if the board members can turn to section 4 of the board pack, you will see the letter that was issued by Deloitte on October 30th when we issued our audit reports on the funds. And I understand that we are conscious of time, so the good thing is this letter is very similar to what you've seen in the past. There's no real changes, and therefore I'm just going to highlight some specific points, if that's okay with you, Mr. Chairman.
Fine.
So on the first page, we list the names of the five funds that we've audited. That's listed on the first page, and those are the same funds that we audited last year. If you turn over to the next page, the area that's probably of most importance is around accounting estimates, and the area really that we focus on is the funds investments in the private equity and hedge funds, and where management use management estimates. The good thing is to keep in mind is that these estimates made by management is based on the information provided by the underlying hedge funds or private equity funds. And there was only changes made for known information from that data. So it's a very clear data point that was used. And we list in the table the fair value of the hedge funds or private equity funds for the respective funds, and then also the percentage of the total assets just for reference. If you turn over to the next page, I'm happy to report that we did not have any uncorrected misstatements or errors that we found during the audit, nor were there any changes that was made to the financial statements based on our audit. And I could really say that the only reason we could do that is to a testament of the work that Joan and Gary and his team has done to prepare for the audit. And to put it into context, it's August 31st year end. Management has taken roughly 3 weeks to close the books and get ready for the audit. And then we've got 5 weeks to complete the audit by October 30th. So really, great job by Joan and Gary, and it's always a pleasure to work with them. To carry on the next point, there was no new significant accounting policies or changes this year. And I just want to point out that next year there's going to be a new accounting standard coming into play for the funds, which require additional disclosure around fair valuation of investments. And this information is already very consistent with what you see in general public funds in the public domain. That's a change that will come next year. The next point in the middle of the page, we do include some other information in the annual report, and we list the different points, and those are the same as in the prior year. As mentioned, we had the full cooperation of management and did not have any disagreements. Then if you turn over to the next page, in the middle of the page, when we complete the audit, we get a letter from management representing certain points to us. This is actually included behind our letter in the tab 4, and that's the management, the letter we got on October 30th. And again, that letter is very similar to the prior year. And the last points on that page and the top of the next page is, just to be clear, we issue an unqualified clean opinion on the financial statement, so there's no issues, but we do believe it's appropriate to bring attention to certain matters to the readers of the financial statements. Those 4 points are listed there, and again, it's just additional information. It's clean, unqualified reports. So that, in a nutshell, is a summary of what we have to communicate to you. Mr. Chairman, is there any specific questions maybe from any members of the board or the audience?
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, this is John White again. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate all the work that you've done in the report and your brevity today. Mr. Chairman, as I indicated earlier, the Audit and Ethics Committee had passed a resolution proposing the board's approval of the audit results and communications. Behind tab 4 of today's report, there's a resolution which I'll read. Resolved that Deloitte & Touche LLP's financial statement audit results and communications on the investment funds under fiduciary responsibility of the University of Texas System Board of Regents for the year ended August 31, 2015, be and is hereby approved in the form as presented to the board, and further resolved that the separate annual financial statements and audit reports for the Permanent University Fund, the Permanent Health Fund, the University of Texas System Long-Term Fund, the University of Texas System General Endowment Fund, and the University of Texas System Intermediate Term Fund, each for the fiscal years ended August 31st, 2015 and August 31st, 2014, and the Statement of Investment Performance Statistics for the year ended August 31st, 2015, be and hereby are approved and presented to the board. And I move approval of those resolutions, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Thank you, John. So may I have a motion on the approval of the Deloitte & Touche LLP financial statement, audit results and communications, the audited financial statements of the PUF, JEF, and PHF, LTF, ITF, and the Statement of Investment Performance Statistics for the year ended August 31, 2015.
Mr. Chairman, I have moved approval. It's awaiting a second.
Second. Okay. David Beck.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carried. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
And Mr. Chairman, that concludes the report from the Audit and Ethics Committee. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Okay. We will go into executive section next.
Mr. Chairman, it's Bruce.
Yes.
We don't have to go into executive session unless the board wants to.
Okay. I believe that, we've completed all our discussions and deliberations. So I think we can stay in open session, Bruce. Do you see any reason not to?
No, sir. I agree with that.
Okay. Let's proceed then.
I agree, Bob.
Okay. Now that we're still in open session, Lee, would you take us through your compensation committee report?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since the last board meeting on October 15th, the Compensation Committee met via teleconference twice on November 9th and then earlier this afternoon jointly with the Audit and Ethics Committee. All directors were present at the meetings. During these meetings, the committee met in executive session to discuss individual personnel compensation matters. The only action item considered during the November 9th meeting were the minutes of the October 12th and October 15th meetings were approved as drafted. At today's joint meeting of the Audit and Ethics Committee, the committee considered three action items, all of which require approval by the board. One, the minutes of the November 9th meeting were approved. Two, with the exception of the CEO, we approved the performance incentive awards for the compensation plan participants for the performance period ended August 31st, 2015. And third, we made a recommendation on the CEO's performance incentive award for the fiscal year ended August 31st, 2015 for the board's approval. And so there are two resolutions coming out of those actions by the compensation committee that we need approval for today. The And then there are several, two other resolutions that we're going to defer as we continue to improve and evaluate the 2016 plan. We will have a future meeting to conclude those resolutions. So the first resolution relates to the Performance Incentive Award for the CEO for the performance period ended August 31st, 2015, in the amount of $1,573,586. Of this amount, 50%, or $786,793, would be deferred. Do we have any questions or discussion around that resolution? If not, could I have a motion to approve the first resolution?
So moved, Mr. Chairman. David Beck.
And John White, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Second resolution relates to the performance incentive awards for the plan participants other than the CEO for the performance period ended August 31st, 2015, in the amount of $6,844,211. Of this amount, 28.6%, or $1,960,572, is deferred. Do we have any discussion and or questions about that resolution? If not, could I have a motion to approve the second resolution?
So motion.
You have a second?
Second. David Beck.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Both motions carry. Again, Mr. Chairman, we will have future resolutions to be in terms of naming the plan participants into the 2016 plan slated for early December. We will also at that time approve the qualitative goal, performance goals of the plan members and the CEO at that time. And with that, I believe that concludes all the business of the Compensation Committee for today.
Great. Thank you, Lee. And really good work on the on your part and all of the Compensation Committee. Lots of work there, and appreciate all the effort. So with that, the last item relates to the proposed 2016 board meeting dates. You have those before you. It's not an action item. Bruce, do you have any further comments or board members, anyone, any open items or discussion issues?
I just want to thank the Compensation Committee and the board on behalf of the staff and personally for all the great work, the hard work, the patience, and for incentive compensation. We don't take it for granted, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. Anyone else? Okay, great work, guys. And my apologies. I'm sorry we started late, but we made up a little bit of time. So anyway, thank you for enduring this and being on a late call. So I think with that, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
David Beck.
Thank you.
Left the